Yeah. It felt like they just weren't invested in this season, and they just did it because you can't just go away as a series for a year and not have something be put out.
Yeah.
So that's, to me, what it felt like. Like, they just weren't really invested in this season, because it obviously, like, I mean, there were good production values and all that, but just the angle they took, I thought, was just not for me. Like, I didn't care for it.
Yeah. Okay, it is called Dead Set.
Dead Set.
Yes. And it wasn't BBC.
Oh, I thought it was a British series.
It is British, but...
Everything British is BBC.
I think it was Sky 4.
Knowledge.
I think it was E4.
Well, as far as I know, it's still on Netflix.
Yes, it should be.
I will check right now just for you, Big Fatty, because I would hate to be referencing you to a show that I liken to Big Brother, and it's not even on Netflix anymore. How bad would that suck?
Right?
If you're even interested. You might not like the zombie scary kind of stuff.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Go away as a series for a year.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2594. Olivia Wolf of the right, the 5th of January, 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got some more chroma cards and some more voice letters. Hello, cacklers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. It's going well. Y'all, you're cackless today because y'all, do you know Mr. Cackle from over there at the Blom Time? Y'all, the poor thing has dementia. Yes, Big Fatty, he got it from you. Maybe he did. Because y'all, you know, on yesterday's little show, I played that voice letter from the Shy Yeti. And Ick. And yo, I thought, have I played that before? But yo, what had happened was I had moved some voice letters onto one of those little, what are these little stick things called, a thumb drive, and put it on my portable computer. Yes, Big Fatty, a laptop, and I'd taken that over to Hatlanta and played some of those things. But on the little shows I recorded over there, but y'all, I can't remember what I played and what I hadn't played. So anyway, so you got to hear it stuck in the window of the Harrods. Yes, Big Fatty, he's looking for cake for me. And so y'all, I clearly I have the dementia. Yes, Big Fatty, what's that have to do with Mr. Cackle? Well, y'all, poor Mr. Cackle. Y'all, he keeps going to work to the donut factory. Big Fatty, I didn't think of the bakery. The donut factory, Big Fatty had him probably works at the donut factory, maybe so. He keeps forgetting to wear his belt, and y'all, and then he has what he calls a dementia belt that he keeps in his car. But y'all, the poor thing, it's just getting sad. It's just sad, and yes, Big Fatty, it's just sad as it can be. Almost as sad as you, not quite, but almost. So y'all, today for right, the 5th of January, y'all, is a very important. Big Fatty, can you stay awake to announce the birthday? I can. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is none other than the one and only Good Humor Penguin. Big Fatty, when it's cold enough for there to be penguins, y'all, it is Michael Fine, the Good Humor Penguin. Yes, Big Fatty, the Good Humor Penguin. And y'all, I believe Michael, lives out there near the Walnut Hills. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, from what I understand, he's been very successful in staying away and not being seen by the old gal. Big Fatty, you'd have to go in the old gal's house to be seen by the old gal. She's a shut-in. I forgot. That's true. So y'all, I don't know if Michael is on the 20 or the face space or what, but y'all, if you see Michael Fine on the 20 or the face space or hiding, I'm yawning too, or hiding in Walnut Hills, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old penguin piece of cake.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In bed with... Wait. Let me clarify. Across the room, who is also in bed...
In another bed.
It's Extra Professor Chris. We're not in the same bed. I have also had... What did I have? Like 120 proof?
Yeah, 120 glasses of bourbon.
No. It was 120 proof bourbon. It was delicious, and so we're here in the Walt Disney World Swan. It's middle of the night. We're watching, is this Jimmy Kimmel? I feel certain it is.
Something like that.
Yeah, Rebel Wilson was on there. She was talking about her role as Fat Patricia Ramey in the Fat Larry, actually, I believe, in the new Pitch Perfect 3, which is coming out. We had quite a day. We were out and about. We left here at the motel and we went over to the Magic Kingdom. We bussed. We took a bus and we had a good time. And then we went to the Trader Sam's. Woo! And we had quite a few beverages. Do you have any comments on the Trader Sam's?
The bartenders are the best that you'll find.
No, Amber. Amber and Kevy. Holy moly, they're good. And also a little bit delicious. We had, a beverage or 14.
A hippopotami time.
Yep. And you had a zombie brain, zombie head.
Drunken zombie head.
Yep. We had one of those, or five of those. I had beer. And then our friends, we'll call them Dan and Kelly, because their names are Dan and Kelly, were there. And we went over to the Paddlefish at the Disney Springs, which used to be the Fultons. But Extra Mr. Chris, what would you say your opinions are, or your review of the Paddlefish?
Plenty of fish, not enough paddles.
Oh. Yeah, it was interesting. Then we left there, and we went over to the Walt Disney World.
Is this voicemail full?
No, I'm sitting. I'm very important. I have unlimited. We went over to the Walt Disney World Bay Lake Tower, and where we went up to the Top of the World. What was your first impression of Top of the World?
Hold on.
Okay, there you go.
I thought the Top of the World would be farther up. I didn't realize it would be such a short ride.
Oh, well, so there at the Top of the World, that's where I had the bourbon. Woo. And let me tell you about the 500 proof bourbon, Lord, or the whiskey. I guess it's probably not bourbon. And we said toodaloo and have a good evening there. We met with some BFO listeners. We'll call them Brian and Brandon. Why would we call them that?
Yeah.
Well, their names are Brian and Brandon. And that was lovely. And
I think they unsubscribed, though.
Yeah, I can assure you. They unsubscribed. And we came back here, and they told us, no, ma'am, by the way, the curtains are open.
Well, that's going to have to be fixed.
Yep. So it's been, like, we did Hollywood Studios yesterday, and that was fun.
Yeah. Do you have the turkey gobble sound effects loaded?
We'll insert those here, Big Fatty. Insert those here. Those were, yeah, the studios, was they were fun. We also bumped into Brian and Brandon, and Brian's mother and father-in-law and sister and nephew and all those. Like, it was a good time. We had a really good time. So
nothing was all too crowded.
No, actually, it was really good this week. Tomorrow morning, we're going to get up, and I'm going to drive up to the Goodville, the Gainesville, and drop the extra rest of Chris off. And yeah, I think that's about it. Then I'm going to hoist home and have family with the hats, and or have family time with the hats. And then, yeah. Do you have anything else you'd like to add for the BFO?
You're fat.
Okay. Anything else? Because it's kind of assumed that he's fat.
And kind of gassy.
Oh. Now, I have to put in a little bit of like a little bit of detail here. So someone who shall remain nameless, who is across the room in a bed, had the death plague slightly before arriving here. Now, he was probably concerned, probably, that I would be judgmental. But I work with Big Fatty. So whatever's happening intestinally, it's probably not good. I don't know. Nothing compared to Big Fatty. What about my version of the nuts and bolts Chex Mix?
The M&Ms were a nice addition. It was a creative touch.
Yeah, it was. Okay. Well, we got to run. This should be about a quarter of a show. well, it's true. You're fat.
Dear heck, I see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda and Big Betty and extra somewhat special Chris. It's true. And Veda and somewhat special Chris, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from somewhat special Chris and from Veda. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, they were down there visiting Rat World before Crema. And sounds to me like... it sounds to me like Veda was still drunk from that 400-pound, 400-proof liquor. Liquor? I barely know her. Yes, we got it.
Mark Friday. Ow, it's me, Larry Van Morrison Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Sorry, the only music I have in the car is on my phone. And let's turn that down a little bit. And so I have one CD in the car, and it's the best hits of Van Morrison or something like that. And so that's all I can play for a little musical interlude. It's Friday the 29th of December. And I'm on my way to the Hideaway to celebrate the New Year's Eve with all the fat people there. And, of course, I'm 3.5 hours into the trip. I still have another hour to go because, y'all, I'm going to tell you, everyone from the Kanata has driven south. And I seriously, and they, I'm going to need Turnip Head to go to the border and close it. Port is driving her... salt covered SUV with like two ball tires and a spare on it in the inside lane about 40 miles an hour down I-95, and I nearly lost my shit about 3 times because I kept thinking there was traffic, and then when I'd get to a curb where I could see around Hort in her SUV, there was no one in front of her, and she's got 100 cars piled up behind her and won't get out of the way, but why would she? Then I stopped. I haven't eaten all day, and I stopped twice to try to eat. And Hort was holding up the line at the Wendy's. I stopped at 2 of them. And then I was like, I'll just stop at the Georgia Welcome Center because I'll just get some crackers or something at the vending machine. And Hort was also lined up trying to make a very difficult vending selection. And it was proven to be more than she could handle. Anyway, that is how everything has gone today. Sorry, I've got to merge. everyone is just behaving badly, and which is really the story of the Krema. You know, the Hatterina had a little incident, so she was infirmed and cranky and was mad at me because I wasn't, you know, there, and I was like, I have places to go, people to see, non-refundable deposits, you know, that sort of thing. And then we did go, and then couldn't get out of there fast enough because, again, with the bad, I don't know what it is, just bad behavior, and we're breaking. Why wouldn't we be? So anyway, that's, I'm sure after a few days freezing my ass off in my mobile home, that's Miss Dolly, that I'll be in an even better mood. So, all right, well, I'm going to run and yell at whoever has stopped traffic in front of me for the 500th time, this time wherever I am, somewhere outside of Savannah on the I-16. God bless. Why are people so stupid, Big Fatty? I just don't understand why this time of year, which should bring out the best in people, truly, truly brings out the worst in people. It's I don't know. Okay, I'm going to let Van Morrison play me out because I'm in standstill traffic.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. That, of course, is old Veda and Van Morrison. Yes, Big Fatty. Veda, thank you so much for the call. He mentioned that the Hatterina had a spell. Y'all, she evidently had a tumble, like Big Fatty did, on the ice. And, but she was saved by her curlers. Yes, Big Fatty, just like you. Y'all, it doesn't look like I'm going to have time to get to Cremacod's today after all. So, y'all, I guess we're just going to finish it out with a little nattering. And, y'all, I've received a Twitter message from that Peter G. Saying that he and Miss Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco, y'all, they're gearing up for... the So Question Month coming up in February after we have the Superb Owl and the kickoff show for year 11 of the BFO. Big Fatty, I cannot believe you've been doing this almost a decade. Neither can anybody else. Anyway, so I told him that that sounded lovely, and then I retracted that, and I said, well, blah, blah. Start getting your so-so questions ready for the first part of February. Yes, Big Fatty, and maybe we'll finish the Cremacons before then. Maybe so, but y'all, we'll also have to get the... give you a chance to enter the contest to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2018. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, lots coming up in the next few weeks. And y'all, by the way, coal mine is closed again today. So y'all, I've worked one day in 2018. Big Fatty, that's about right. And next week, I'll be off on Thursday and Friday. Oh dear, Gussie, and y'all, then the third week, MLK is Monday, so y'all, I'll work one day the first week, 3 days the second week, and 4 days the third week of January. Big Fatty! And y'all, then it'll be only 5 months until Big Fatty retires. Big Fatty! Y'all, I hope, by the way, most of the snow has begun to melt, but y'all, the roads are still not, we have no snow clearing equipment, so the roads are still in bad shape, so that's why we're off today. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from Tastes Like Burning, and Tim, what do you think about Big Fatty taking all this time off from the coal mine?
Go away as a series for a year.
Oh, Big Fatty, you'll be going away in 5 months forever.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.